We have a special guest in the studio. Our very own Conrad Balliot's going to be by and share a name poem with us. Plus, there's a cool event coming up on the 22nd. We'll find a little bit more about that. Stay close.
Our guest next time, John Forte's story, is all about second chances. It started with the success of his music with the Fugees, bottomed out with a drug conviction, and has new life with a pardon from President Bush and new music. We'll hear the music and the tale from John Forte on the next World Cafe.
This afternoon at 1 on 91.3 WYSO.
It's 25 minutes after 11 o'clock on a very nice Tuesday morning in the Miami Valley, and it is always made ever so much more nice when my friend Conrad Balliot stops by. Welcome, Conrad.
Thank you. Thank you, Nikki.
You know, you're always so good-spirited about this when you come by and I'm doing themes. I always say, hey, do you have a... do you have a poem that you can do? And generally, in your vast sort of mental repertoire of poems to draw from, you always turn one up.
I always have a poem. My head is full of poems.
Swirling around. And also, I want to bring attention to a very cool event that's coming up on the 22nd of November. And it is called, well, it's a tribute to the Wittenberg University Professor Emeritus of English and a Yeats scholar. That's you, Conrad Balliot.
Right. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing? And a mouthful. You were at Wittenberg University for over 30 years.
30 years, yes.
Yeah.
30 years. And a little bit over.
And you've always... poetry has been your sort of raison d'etre, if you will.
I would say that. Yes, it is.
And because of that, there you've been focusing for some time here on these airwaves on WYSO on the poems of people that live right here, our neighbors, our friends.
I have been wonderfully impressed with the quantity and quality of poetry produced here in the Miami Valley. For over a year now, well over a year, I've been reading poems by local poets twice a week. And over a year ago, the local poets decided to honor me by having a celebration.
I like this idea very, very much. Certainly, just a very natural course of events, if you ask me. It's getting underway on Sunday, November 22nd. It's a poetry reading, and it's from 2 to 3 p.m. on that Sunday afternoon in the Student Union at Wright State University. And what can we expect on that day?
Actually, I really turn it around. It's an honor of the local poets, an honoring of them, a celebration of what they do, because they write poetry and they don't have much of an audience. They do have poetry groups around where they work on each other's poetry. They give an occasional public reading, but they are eternally grateful for the audience that you can provide here at WYSO and that I can provide my reading here. So I ask them to read their poetry. It'll really be a reading by local poets. I'll probably read one poem. And last year we had around 40 people there, and over 20 of them read a poem. It's also an open mic thing. If other people who are not currently being read here want to come and attend and read their poetry, there is an open mic as well.
I like that. It sort of makes me proud and happy to think that we have a resident poet. You are WYSO's resident poet. I like that quite a lot.
Thank you, Nikki.
again, I'll remind you, it is getting underway on Sunday, November 22nd, so coming right up from 2 to 3 in the Student Union at Wright State University. And it's in honor of our very own Conrad, who always has a poem quick at hand, and you do have a nice one to add today.
I do, with a name. And this name would be familiar, I think, to both poetry lovers and lovers of song. The name is Richard Cory. And the poem is this. Whenever Richard Cory went downtown, we people on the pavement looked at him. He was a gentleman from sole to crown, clean-favored and imperially slim. And he was always quietly arrayed, and he was always human when he talked. But still he fluttered pulses when he said, "Good morning," and he glittered when he walked. And he was rich, yes, richer than a king, and admirably schooled in every grace. In fine, we thought that he was everything to make us wish that we were in his place. So on we worked and waited for the light, and went without the meat, and cursed the bread. And Richard Corey, one calm summer night, went home and put a bullet through his head. That was Edwin Arlington Robinson's Richard Corey.
Conrad, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you, Nikki.
Do look on your calendar and see if you can put in the spot for November 22nd at Wright State. You can call me for full details. And here is the Paul Simon take on Richard Corey. Thanks again, Paul.
There's a song that comes out of the second album, the Sounds of Silence album, which is an adaptation of an Edwin Arlington Robinson poem written many years ago and studied by myself in junior high school. The poem is called Richard Corey.
That Richard Corey owns one half of this whole town, with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want: power, grace, and style. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. The papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at a show, and the rumor of his parties and the orgies on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. He freely gave to charity, he had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind was filled with wonder when the evening headlines read, Richard Corey went home last night, put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse